In a follow-up story, follow-up to a story we covered recently, the Department of Homeland Security asked last Friday that the federal case over Social Security no-match letters be suspended. The Bush administration had originally hoped to use Social Security records as a tool to enforce immigration laws. Under the proposed no-match plan, employers would have had to fire workers within 90 days if their Social Security numbers were unverifiable. But a coalition of labor and immigrant rights groups filed a lawsuit against the proposal on the grounds that it relied on a heavily flawed database. They contend that thousands of citizens and legal immigrants would be subject to being unjustly fired. Last month, Judge Charles Breyer agreed with them and ordered an indefinite delay to the plan. Without acknowledging any fault, the Department of Homeland Security asked for a stay in the proceedings until March 24th of next year so that it could rewrite its original plan. Joining me on the line this morning is Lucas Guttentag. He is the director of the ACLU's Immigrants' Rights Project. Welcome to Uprising, Lucas.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks very much for joining us. Now, is this move by the Department of Homeland Security tantamount to an admission that the rule is unlawful, the snowmatch rule?
Well, it should be, but I'm concerned that it's not. The government has said that they're going to republish a rule in December or January. We don't know yet what it will say, but rather than abandoning this mistaken effort altogether, I suspect that they will try to republish a similar kind of rule. But what's clear is that they cannot and are not planning to fix the fundamental flaw that's at the heart of our case and that precludes them from using these no-match letters in the way that they're proposing, and that's that the database is filled with errors. We've looked at this. The Inspector General of the Social Security Administration has looked at this, and what he found was that the database has about of errors with records with errors, and has about 18 million records, of which 70%, over 12 million. Are of United States citizens. So 70% of the mistakes are records of United States citizens, because there's lots of reasons that these no-match letters get sent out. People change their names, they get married, they get divorced, there's clerical errors, there's surnames that are complicated and that the records aren't quite right. So it's fundamentally wrong to use this database in the way that the Bush administration is proposing, namely for immigration enforcement.
So what is the what sort of rule do you expect them to come up with this revision?
Well, we don't know yet, and they will republish something. At least that's what they've said. But as the judge found, that the rule as proposed would cause irreparable harm to innocent workers and employers.
The judge is privy to the rule.
The judge is. This is the old rule.
This is the old rule. Okay.
This is the rule that they put out and that they tried to enforce.
Mm-hmm.
And what they've asked the judge to do is suspend the lawsuit, and then they have said that they will plan to republish some new rule that the government is saying will address the problem. But it can't, because the database continues to be fundamentally flawed. They've said nothing about fixing the database. And if the Bush administration were wise and were concerned about American workers, they would abandon this rule altogether.
What, from the perspective of the Department of Homeland Security, regardless of your position on immigration, what would be a just a way to determine whether somebody has a real Social Security card or not? Even if you felt that immigrants had the right to stay in this country or not, what could the government do that you could advise if that were the case?
Well, there's two things. First, there is a law currently on the books that requires employers to check documents, and if the documents are fraudulent or not valid, then the employer cannot use those documents to verify a person's status.
That's already on the books.
That's already on the books. The employers have that obligation. The problem here is that the Social Security no-match, which DHS was planning to use, cannot be the basis for assuming that a worker is not authorized to work. It cannot be used to burden workers and compel them to go and try to get the bureaucracy to fix their Social Security letters. And it can't be used by employers to threaten people with termination, because that will inevitably lead to discrimination against people who look or sound so-called foreign. They speak with an accent, don't look the same as that employer thinks an American worker ought to look. And that's been our experience repeatedly in the past, that when these kinds of rules go into effect, employers discriminate based on ethnicity and appearance. Hmm. What the Bush administration could do is actually enforce the wage and hour laws and workers' rights to protect all workers against employer abuse. There's now only one labor inspector for every 110,000 low-income workers. There's been a 25% reduction in the number of lawyers working in the Labor Department to enforce the labor laws. If OSHA inspected every workplace as it should, with the number of OSHA inspectors that currently exist, they could go back to the same workplace only once every 108 years. And the Bush administration has issued a series of rulings that's undermined the ability of organized labor to organize workers at the workplace.
I think you bring up a very important point here, is that if you actually had workplaces that were not as exploitative as they are today, you wouldn't see the exploitation of immigrants, and it would actually hold employers accountable for that sort of exploitation rather than vilifying or targeting the workers themselves.
That's exactly right, mm-hmm. And that's why this is such a misguided policy, and why the Bush administration is trying to hide the ball. Rather than adopt rules and policies and enforce the laws written that would actually protect workers and would address the problem of exploitation of workers at the workplace, the Bush administration is abandoning those efforts and instead trying to implement this mistaken policy that will further punish U.S. citizens and legal workers.
Now, what has the fallout from the no-match rule been thus far? Has it been widely implemented, if at all, and have workers been fired on the basis of this flawed database yet?
The rule has not gone into effect. The new rule was supposed to go into effect in the middle of September with new letters going out to employers based on the new rule, and the AFL-CIO, the National Immigration Law Center, the ACLU, and other organizations went to court to stop that. The judge prohibited the new rule from going into effect, prohibited the new DHS notice from going out, so this rule has not gone into effect. And if it had, as the judge recognized, the danger would be that countless numbers of innocent workers and employers would have been affected. The notice that the government was planning to send out that was prohibited would have gone to 140,000 employers and could have affected as many as 8 million workers. So that rule has been stopped for now, and we hope that the Bush administration will abandon this entire failed effort.
Hmm. Do you see this particular step that the Department of Homeland Security has taken to revise its plan as even somewhat of a victory, however, you know, given that there has been this legal challenge and that there was at least some form of a response?
This is absolutely a victory to stop this rule from going into effect, to put a red light in front of DHS. They now have to go back to the drawing boards. They have to start with square one. They cannot just republish the same rule. And it seems that clear that if they genuinely take into account what the judge said and what this lawsuit demonstrated, that they can't simply go through a charade of republishing the same rule with different language. If they truly want to study this impact, it compels the result of abandoning this effort because the database cannot be fixed. It was never designed for immigration enforcement, and for DHS to try to hijack the Social Security database for immigration enforcement is improper, it's illegal, and it cannot work.
And also, what would the impact of such a plan be on small businesses? And has the Department of Homeland Security even weighed this issue? Will it weigh it in its new rewritten plan?
Well, it's required to consider all those impacts, and that's one of the other grounds on which the court ruled, was that the government had failed to consider all those effects. We believe that the consequences would be devastating for workers, for employers, for the economy, to use this database in a way that it was never intended. We have to understand this is a database that was designed to take Social Security earnings, and if there's not a match between if there's some mismatch in the record, then the earnings go into a different file. And again, 70% of those records are for United States citizens. So there's simply no basis for assuming that the so-called no match is is evidence of an immigration problem. And yet that's what DHS was planning to do, was to take this database and instead of simply using it the way the Social Security Administration always had to tell employers, you know, you should ask your employees to fix this problem if they think there is one, rather DHS was going to use it to impose civil and criminal liability on employers who didn't either force their employees to try to fix that record and shift the burden to the worker or terminate and fire that worker.
Hmm. Finally, Lucas, what is the next ACLU step? What sort of legal strategy are you planning? I mean, certainly you don't know specifically what the Department of Homeland Security will come up with, but is there sort of a long-term strategy to try to deal with what you know the government is going to be taking in terms of a flawed approach to immigration enforcement?
Well, we hope first that the DHS rethinks this and abandons the rule altogether. Second of all, if it does republish any kind of a similar rule with the same flaws, there will be an opportunity for public comment for organizations, businesses, labor unions, and others to comment and to point out the deficiencies. Hopefully that will then cause the Bush administration to abandon this effort. And finally, what's needed is meaningful enforcement of the labor laws. Instead of having, as I was saying earlier, one inspector for 110,000 workers, we need to beef up labor enforcement. We need to enforce the labor laws. We need to have a National Labor Relations Board that actually protects workers' rights rather than gutting them. And if those measures were undertaken, then employers would not be exploiting workers and would create a workplace in which people can work safely and earn a decent living.
Well, Lucas, I want to thank you very much for joining us today, and I'm sure we will continue to follow up on this story when the government comes up with its new plan.
Thank you very much for having me.
Lucas Gutentag is the director of the ACLU Immigrants' Rights Project, and we have been discussing the Social Security no-match letters, the plan by the Department of Homeland Security that it is now rewriting because of the legal challenge by the ACLU. You are listening to Uprising, and for Sonali's subversive thought for the day, I'd like to quote Jack Parr, who once said, "Immigration is the sincerest form of flattery." That's the late Jack Parr, and that's Sonali's subversive thought for the day.